43 meeting of the Faulkner County Quorum Court. At this time, it is our honor to welcome our 4-H members, Casey Clark and Chloe Parrish. I think Ms. Clark is going to lead us in the invocation. Ms. Parrish will lead us in the pledge. I'd like to draw your attention to Ms. Clark, who recently was elected and named the Arkansas State 4-H vice chair of the state 4-H. So that's a big program, and so congratulations to you. So if you would stand, please.
If everyone would take off their hats and bow their heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today to thank you for this opportunity that these men and women have to make decisions for the betterment of our community. And with that, I ask for your guidance in those decisions. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen. Ms. Parrish?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, ladies. I tell you, if you have not been involved with the 4-H program at all, it's been my pleasure to serve as a judge on some of their events, and if you want to be impressed, somewhat intimidated from back when you were in school, seeing that you couldn't do what they do today, then you're missing something. It really is impressive. I want to thank you guys. I don't think at your age, I can tell you, I could not have stood up here and led an invocation pledge. That's just one small part of many programs that they're involved with. So thank you for coming here tonight. And before we get started, I do want to thank our entire extension program and the meal that you provided with for us tonight back in our jury room. If you've not had an opportunity to grab one of those meals, we appreciate it. Appreciate the content you provided for us as far as updating your program, us with your programs. And you know that I personally am a fan. I just want to share that with everybody here. So thank you so much. I want to also divert us from the agenda for just one moment. If you see seated beside Mary Beth Gross, the extension agent, is Mindy Beard. Let's all give her a round of applause. Stand and honor her, please. She has been away from work for a full 6 months. She endured a terrible accident. She's also a fellow member of the church I go to, Antioch Baptist Church. We have missed you, and all our prayers have been with you. So thank you so much for coming tonight. It's such a pleasure. We're going to talk about a picture of strength. It's hard not to get emotional seeing her here. So thank you for coming. All right, back to our agenda. Roll call, please.
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Here.
Coates.
Present.
Grady.
Present.
Kendricks.
Here.
Knight.
Here.
Lahosky.
Here.
Lyon.
Here.
Moss.
Here.
Pearson.
Here.
Roberts.
Here.
Shock. Strain.
Here.
Tyler.
Present.
Is that 12?
That's 12.
We do have a quorum. Moving right along, and I do want to pause again and tell you, if you're not aware, we are in the midst of a COVID uptick. I would call it a COVID spike, particularly here on the courthouse campus with all of our offices. So you're going to see me be more brief than normal. We're not going to fail to meet. We have business to do, and we're going to do it. But I would ask that you make your comments direct and your responses and questions very direct to the point. Let's get out of here and have no more exposure than necessary. We have a number of county employees who've been affected by it, either themselves or their family members. And my mother has gone through a tough round of it, and it was very serious. It looked really, really serious there for a couple hours. Thankfully, she's doing much better. So thank you for all your reach outs and prayers. I appreciate it greatly. So with that, I'm going to be very fast. I'm not going to cut off any necessary commentary, but I would ask that you keep any comments, questions, and responses to necessary content only. So thank you for that. My main objective is to keep these county offices open, and we can't do that with half or two-thirds of our people gone. We want to just use good common sense, whether it's COVID or flu or whatever. Don't walk up and ask somebody to breathe on you if they've got symptoms. So appreciate your indulgence there. All right, members of the court, next on our item is on our agenda. Next item is the approval of the journal. You've got the minutes before you in your packet. Are there any comments or edits or changes?
Judge.
Justice Blahosky. Yes.
Make a motion to approve the journal with one amendment. On the first line, it says we met June 20th. I think it just needs to be updated to the July date.
Already noted.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right.
Second.
Any other, okay.
Who was the second?
I'll second.
Thank you.
Any other, we've got a motion to second. Any other comments or updates or edits? That being the case, seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The minutes are approved as amended. Thank you. Next on our agenda, tab number 2 would be the county officers' reports. And I will note that our treasurer, Scott Sanson's not here. His report is in the binder. I've looked through it, and I've noted just generally revenues are up. It went back above the trend line. If you look at revenues received, sales tax received, how it's tracking, I think we're at 62% of expected revenue for the year. And you'll notice that three-month trend line just jogged back above the last year line. So he has noted that often. You'll see it go back and forth. But I would see that as, first and foremost, not alarming. It's good. And that's what you would always look at for revenue. I'd attribute a lot of that to inflation, some of it just to a robust economic engine. I would also note that our expenses are going up just like the revenue is. So, any other county officers' reports?
Can I just make a note?
Sure.
If y'all will notice, I failed to put the statement of operations in there. I will email that out to you guys in the morning and post one to the website first thing in the morning. But everything is on target.
So feel free to call our treasurer or county clerk for those reports respectively. I will note that the ARP and road report is also in your binder. If you have any questions, feel free to call our office. Tom will probably tell you to call him. He's not here. Feel free to just, if you have any other questions, any questions on that, feel free to reach out to us. Any other officers' reports? Seeing that, moving along, standing committee reports. How about courts and public safety?
Thank you, Judge. Courts and public safety met August 8th, last Tuesday. The committee did discuss a little bit of a crypto mining update. To be honest, there is just not a whole lot of an update. They did start the temporary abatement wall, but that has come to a stop. In the last month, I haven't had much contact with the owners of the crypto site, and so we're just kind of waiting to see what happens with the sound wall and the whole situation. We also discussed the animal shelter. The plans for the animal shelter are completed, and Emily expects the engineered plans to go out for bid on Thursday, and we are very, very hopeful that those bids will be back in time, maybe not for committee next month, but for court. We plan to have a number, if at all possible. So we're very excited about that as well. Our committee also discussed the Hound Hideaway Pet Parent Private Club Permit. That ordinance 2325 was voted down, and we did not send that on to full court. That's all I've got. Thank you, Judge.
Thank you so much. Yes, there's a lot of business there. Thank you for the summary. Budget and Finance Committee.
Thank you, Judge. We met and we approved two ordinances that are on the agenda tonight for the full court. Also, for our elected officials and just the other members of our court to know, we will begin the budgeting process with our elected officials in September to be ready to bring those to our quorum court for consideration before the month of December. So we're adjusting the timeline from years past, just so y'all know. That's all I got, Judge. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, about to get busy for you. Personnel Committee.
Judge, personnel did not meet this month, and we don't have any ordinances for the court. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Did I miss any?
Infrastructure.
Yes, Your Honor. Infrastructure did not meet this month.
I would anticipate that to change pretty soon. Thank you for that update. Completes our standing committee reports. At this time, any public comments on any item before the court today? Any item on the agenda? Seeing none, I do want to thank everyone for coming. If I didn't do that, thank you for coming, especially those associated with the 4-H program. We've got some parents here. Any special reports? Any special reports? Seeing none, old business. Any old business to be brought before the court? That's not already been covered in committee reports. Seeing none, new business. Moving right along. Tab number 3, this will be the first of our ordinances that Justice Lahosky mentioned. Proposed ordinance 23-23. It's an appropriation ordinance. What's your pleasure?
Judge, I make a motion for approval of ordinance 23-23.
Second that.
Okay, motion and a second. Justice Lahosky, you want to go ahead and give us a reading, if you would.
Yes.
Proposed ordinance 23-23, sponsored by Budget and Finance, being enacted by the Coon Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance being titled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 22-63, dated December 20th, 2022, and to declare an emergency.
All right, it being an emergency ordinance, by the way, that will be single reading. Justice Lahosky, would you like to?
Yes, thank you, Judge. Yes. Justices, I'll speak to the big number on the sheet, which is the $300,000. That amount back during, I believe it was July or late June, whenever we had a big rash of storms move through the county, the criminal justice building had some damage having to do with the access control system, which, as you imagine, is a critical portion of a critical part of the criminal justice building. In my conversation with Administrator Higgins, we believe the majority of this $300,000, if not all of it, will be refunded by insurance. And he's currently working with the insurance company through that and getting that claim submitted and taken care of. But we just can't wait on them. It needs to be fixed. So we've got the money sitting there. We'll go ahead and get it fixed and let it be reimbursed by insurance. Thank you, Judge.
Thank you so much. Any questions on that? Or anything else on the ordinance? All right, seeing none, it being an appropriation ordinance, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Yes.
Coates.
Yes.
Grady.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Roberts.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes.
All right. Motion passes. The ordinance is enacted. Next ordinance would be tab number 4 for the Justice's proposed ordinance 23-24, Election Commission.
Judge, I make a motion to approve ordinance 23-24.
Second.
Okay, motion and second. Counselor?
Proposed ordinance 23-24, sponsored by Budget and Finance Committee, being enacted by the Coon Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an ordinance to repeal and replace ordinance 22-30 and to declare an emergency.
All right, you've had a reading. Is there any discussion, or Justice Lahosky, if you want to lead it?
Thank you, Judge, and I'm just going to quickly pass to our county clerk, Ms. Darter, on this ordinance.
And I'm going to quickly pass it to our county attorney.
I'll take that all. So the Arkansas State Legislature amended statute, I think it's 7-4-105 here in the previous session. And that statute basically sets a base limit for what election commissioners can earn or what they have to be paid, I guess. We can pay more if we want. And so we needed to amend our ordinance on the pay structure for our election commissioners. So I believe the previous number was $100 per meeting. That has increased to a whopping $125 per meeting. And the other part that was changed is Section 3. Previously, under our ordinance 22-30, Section 3 said if a commissioner was working for 4 or more hours, that that would be paid the same as a meeting. And the idea there being if they were spending election day running around from pole to pole, but even though they may not meet with the other commissioners, that was still at least 4 hours worth of work that this quorum court decided was worth $100. The problem with that is the new statute sets a $15 an hour minimum pay amount. So that's what Section 3 does. It basically mirrors the statute there. But there is a maximum of what they can be paid. This ordinance sets that maximum at $125, which means they can't have a meeting and get paid for visiting other polling sites. But that's the short of it. If you have any questions, I'll be free to answer.
Any questions? Any comments? Thank you for that. Seeing none. This being an emergency ordinance, would you go ahead and call the roll?
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Yes.
Coates.
Yes.
Grady.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Roberts.
Yes.
Schock. Strain.
Pat. Yes.
Tyler.
Yes.
Motion does carry. The ordinance shall be enacted. Thank you so much. Moving along. And by the way, those people who serve in really any capacity on the elections, if you've ever been around one, you understand how hard they work, and it is often thankless, and they don't make nearly, we're talking about pay for them, they don't do that for the pay, for sure. Next on the agenda is appointments, and there are none this month. Announcements. All right, I thank the County Extension and the 4-H. Thank you again. We appreciate everything that you guys do, and certainly it's good to have Mindy back here on campus. And I've heard that countless times, Mindy. And we do have some other announcements. I'll share a bit of bad news with you. Justice Schock is not with us tonight, and that's because he lost his mother. His mother passed away. That would be Margaret Schock, and she was well known and well respected. Certainly dear to that family, and we understand Justice Schock not being here tonight for sure, but please keep them in your prayers. Justice and Kim Schock and Mr. Schock, Andrew Schock, and their entire family and group of friends, loved ones. So we do remember Justice Schock tonight. If he happens to be watching, just hang in there, brother. We appreciate you, and our prayers are with your family. I did want to mention COVID. Use good practices. We use common sense here. If you have symptoms, don't go to work. Just assume it's COVID until you prove otherwise. During a spike, anyway, then that's where we find ourselves. Wanted to make that comment. I want to welcome Justice Eden Roberts. Thank you so much. It's her inaugural quorum court meeting. She was here last week for committee meetings, but it's good to have you. Congratulations. And we know you'll be a welcome addition. You already are. And we know that you're going to do a great job. So thank you for answering that call.
Thank you.
All right. How about a round of applause? She stepped up. Continuing with good news. I want to draw your attention to a huge award that those of us who serve in office here at the county are familiar with, but you may not be in the public, certainly online, you may not be aware of it, but Bonner County and I guess all 75 counties in the state of Arkansas are members of the Association of Arkansas Counties. It is our anchor in a sea of county law, county procedure, processes, and so forth. Each county is a big operation. And the Association of Counties is legitimate. It's big. They've got a number of attorneys on staff. They are a lifeline to virtually every county in the state of Arkansas. One of the strongest people at the Association of Arkansas Counties I ever knew, and many ever knew, was a gentleman named Wes Fowler. We miss him dearly. He died unexpectedly. And they have named their top award after Wes Fowler, the highest honor they bestow on a person, which they do at our annual conference each year. That was this past week in Rogers. And this year, our county is honored because our county clerk, Margaret Darter, was named the Westfowler, the 2023 Westfowler Advocate of the Year. And it is a huge honor. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about it, but I want you to join me in thanking and congratulating Margaret.
Thank you.
Described so far doesn't really do it justice. There are 75 counties in Arkansas. There are 7 elected executives in Arkansas. That's 525 elected executives, and no telling how many elected JPs, justices of the peace. And so she was named for a number of reasons to be the top honoree in our state in county government. It is a huge, if you're familiar with goings on in county government in Arkansas, and certainly at the AAC, you understand what a huge award that is, not only for Margaret, but for our entire county. I take great pride in that. It's going to be a long time before Faulkner County probably ever wins another one. That's a lot of officials, and there's only one every year, and she was named that. So I appreciate her. I want to read you a few words. I want to read you a quote from Association of Arkansas Counties Executive Director Chris Valines. You all on the court certainly are familiar with Chris. But I want you to hear what he said. In the 2023 legislative session, elections, obviously, were the subject of countless bills, AAC Executive Director Chris Valines said. Margaret advocated above and beyond what is expected of any official. County clerks were at the Capitol often, but none as much as Margaret. She was a permanent fixture in the state agency's committee rooms as she expressed county clerk positions on numerous bills. I guess the point that I want to make is, and many of you have heard me say, certainly if you're on my staff, you've heard me say two positions I would not run for are sheriff and county clerk. Unbelievably broad skill set and responsibility. It really is amazing the things they do in that office. Certainly, if all you do is come to court meetings and you're not engaged with the county, you see her sitting up here as our secretariat, which is one of her statutory duties. She has to do that, serve in that secretariat position. But everything from working closely with the election commission, elections don't happen without the county clerk. And ours was the envy of the state of Arkansas, and that's why she won that award, I will be honest with you. And we had a tough race in particular, and every eye in county government associated with county government at all was on Faulkner County, Arkansas, in a very close state race here. So, but everything from payroll, our integral systems, all our elected officials know the crucial role that she and her administration play every day, and they can't mess up or this place shuts down. When it comes to paying bills and payroll, everything from recording and filing every ordinance that's passed here, every court order from the county judge's office, to marriage licenses and all sorts of, I'm leaving 3/4 of what she does out of this, but it's an incredible array of business that goes on through the county clerk's office, and I just appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Having said that, is there any more business to come before the court?
Judge, I'll make a motion that Ms. Darter has to give a speech.
Do we have a second?
I hear no second.
But you can do it if you want to.
I don't know. I'm pretty still in shock, so.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm probably not doing that award justice, but it's a solemn award that's given at AAC, and it's a great honor for Margaret, and I appreciate her as a friend and fellow official here. I hope you do, too, on the court. But what an amazing honor for our county, and so thank you for that.
Thank you.
And thank you for your staff. I know you rely on them. They do a great job. So
thank you.
Thank you so much. If there's nothing else, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. We are adjourned.